For generations, Australian First Nations people have shared their stories, ideas, experiences and knowledge through storytelling. Storytelling is not just through language and song, but also told through their customs, art and culture, stories which have shaped cultural identity. However, there is now concern that this identity will all be lost, with sea levels on the rise, incidents of flooding, increased bushfires and other climate-caused events. This has placed First Nations heritage and archaeological areas in danger. We welcome to the program a Kakurareng elder and the director of Kakurareng National Native Title Aboriginal Corporation, Edith Tom, who will be speaking to us on the program about the unfolding issue impacting our nation. Good morning and welcome to the program, Edith.
Good morning. Thank you for welcoming me.
So, Edith, would you please explain to us in more depth what exactly is occurring to these sites?
We have had ancient rain remains uncovered due to a freak high tide in February in the Torres Strait. So our most precious island, which has burial sites on the beaches, there were remains uncovered because of the high tide.
So there's been high tides that have been happening at the moment, which are affecting these cultural sites. Can you tell us a little bit more about what occurred in February last year due to climate change on the beach of Murralung Island?
Yeah, we had the tide went up like 50 metres more than the normal high tide, and so it uncovered the remains of ancient remains on the beach, which is our burial system.
So tides were rising up to 50 metres more than what they should be. Is there concern this will occur at other burial sites?
Yes, because of that, the location of the island, it's remote, and yes, there will be more uncovered because we have anthropologists doing data, radar penetrating on the beach, and so they picked up few more burial sites on the same beach near the remains that were uncovered. So we have more work to do if it keeps revealing ancient remains here.
You're tuned in to On The Record with Maddie Lombardi, and I'm joined by Kakurareng Elder and the Director of Kakurareng National Native Title Aboriginal Corporation, Edith Tom, who's speaking to us about First Nation heritage and archaeological sites which are being impacted by the effects of climate change. So, Edith, on the conversation, you contributed to an article which speaks about the vulnerability of the Marthakal Indigenous Protected Area, which has an average elevation of just 1 metre above sea level. Are there any other heritage or archaeological sites at grave risk of damage due to the climate events?
Yes, we do have caves that are located around the island near the waterline. So we have that cave paintings, and we have sacred areas near the waterlines as well.
And I want to ask, how can we as a nation protect First Nation heritage and archaeological sites from continuously being damaged in the future?
I think there's a lot of consultation that needs to be done. Funding is the main thing, because we will have continuous work to be done as the remains are uncovered and the sites are being destroyed. So, you know, we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I think we need the nation to help us with funding.
100% agree with you. Funding does need to happen. And of course,
reinforcements of beaches. We have trees that have been washed away because of the erosion that's happening on our beaches. Our sandbanks have been washed away. Our beaches have been washed away to create sandbanks going over the corals, covering the corals where we... Because the seafood, we do live on seafood, and so our main food area, I guess, is being affected by the beaches that are being washed away. Trees are standing just on their roots. So we do need to reinforce our beaches to help keep from anything else being destroyed, yeah.
100%. As you're saying, reinforcement of beaches there, funding is also a really important thing that needs to be considered as well. And consulting and, of course, us coming together as a nation and really helping out the effects of the climate change and, of course, considering what we can do ourselves in order to protect these First Nation heritage and archaeological sites, because once they're damaged, you know, there's no going back with that. It's important that we have these conversations today and that we are taking such importance to restoring them and making sure that they have longevity and are here for generations and for futures to come. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, Enid. We appreciate your time and your voice on the program.
Thank you for inviting me. It's really good because, you know, we try to get people collectively around Australia and I guess the world to help us look after the land, because without the land, we are nothing. We will drown. There's nothing left. So if we reinforce our land, we'll be able to save our land for us to continue living and practicing culture.
Agree with you there. Thank you so much, Enid. We appreciate your time and your continual efforts for this fight to keep going. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. You have a good day.
You too. That was Elder Enid Tom discussing with us about the First Nation heritage and archaeological sites being damaged by climate change events. If you would like any more information, please go to the conversation where Enid's article is published. And the title of that article is From Crumbling Rock Art to Exposed Ancestral Remains, Climate Change is Ravaging Our Precious Indigenous Heritage. Definitely check that out on theconversation.com.